Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. This is the day that we come together every single week to grow together and to truly, truly sharpen each other. We believe very passionately that iron sharpens iron. So we are so appreciative of you being a part of this space. We're absolutely grateful and thankful for just the opportunity to pour into your life. I want to take a moment and just appreciate all of you and thank you so much for supporting this podcast. What we know is that hundreds of thousands are tuned in every single week. So thank you so much. I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. That's the place, the community whereby we connect. I'd love to learn more about you and share some other things with you about this podcast and what we're trying to do. Go to josephwalker3.org for more information about me. And if you want me to come and speak at your event or find out the books I've written, order those for your team, do that. Would love to have you do that. Leadership and Loneliness, No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution, a variety of other texts that we've written. And then, of course, be a part of our book club, which is Next Level Leader Book Club. Text the word book club to 78228. And while doing that, make sure you go over to YouTube. And my wife and I have a YouTube page, and we're excited about it. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Some great information out there that will bless your life. So go out there and be a part of that. Check it out. We talk about vision, marriage, balance, raising kids, all of it. And so no shortage of content there. Go out there, check it out, and I promise you it'll bless your life. Today, got an exciting topic I want to talk about. A lot of folks have asked me to address this area. How do you lead without losing yourself? The balance between ambition and authenticity. There are so many people out there who lead, but they get lost in the shuffle. I talk about this in a book I wrote many years ago. And I talk about this idea that we lose ourselves in the mix of trying to become what others have envisioned for our lives. As leaders, it's incredibly important to recognize that you are a human being, not a human doing. When I wrote Leadership and Loneliness, I talked about that was Joseph. And then there was Reverend Walker when I was called, then Pastor Walker when I got to church, then Bishop Walker when I became a bishop, presiding bishop when I became presiding bishop, Dr. Walker, all these different names that kept insulating and pushing, rather, me away from Joseph. So people, you know, they were layering on these titles and Joseph was getting lost in the shuffle. And so one of the things I had to be very intentional about is that I didn't lose sight of what made Joseph happy. As a leader, what is it that created the energy and enthusiasm around Joseph as a person? Because I did not want to lead and lose myself in the process. So let's have a conversation, and I want to share with you some points. So get ready, get something to write with. Let's do it. I want to start with this scripture in Mark chapter 8, verse 36. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world to forfeit their soul? What good is it to do all this stuff for everybody else and lose sight of your own eternity, your own sense of purpose and value, who you are? And so let's talk about this. Success shouldn't cost your soul. At the end of the day, I see people grinding, leaders out here doing things, but they lose sight of their spiritual compass. They don't make time for God, don't make time for faith and church and prayer. It's just they've turned the business, they've turned their career into a God, small g. And idolatry sometimes can run the risk of jeopardizing your own soul because you build your kingdom here in the earth, not realizing that this is not our home. God wants us to be successful as leaders, but don't sacrifice your soul. So if you put the same energy and intentionality into your spiritual development as you did in building your business and building your brand, can you imagine how much further you would be along spiritually? I know some people say, well, I'm so busy, I don't have time for that. Well, you know, sometimes God will make you lie down in green pastures. He'll give you a situation and you'll be sitting up looking at the ceiling saying, well, I guess God's got my undivided attention now. Success should never cost your soul. There's nothing that important that it should take the place of your relationship with God as a leader. You are truly losing yourself if you've made your business an idol. The second thing I want you to hear is that work is what you do, not who you are. Your identity matters. Now, this is difficult for some people because we often are identified by what we do. That's Bishop Walker. He's a pastor. You know, that's so-and-so. They're an engineer. That's so-and-so. They're a lawyer. So people associate you with what you do, and then they begin to respond to you based on what you do. They deal with you in relationships based on what you do, and people lose sight of who you are. And it's up to you to own the fact and to herald the fact to people around you that you are not what you do. You are a human being. You have passions and desires outside of what you do. People kind of find it interesting. You know, when you see a person who has a full-time career, but they may like music or like painting, or they may like doing other things. And people go, I didn't know you did that. Well, yes, these are the things that I enjoy doing that make me who I am. Don't lose sight of those things that gave you life. Horseback riding, playing tennis, you know, writing books and reading books and taking trips. Don't be so consumed that every move of your life is tied to the thing that you do for a living, because you will then become that in your own personality and identity, and people will begin to associate that with you. It's incredibly important that you just separate the two. Work is what I do, but it's not who I am. That's so important. Number three is that rest, listen to me, is a weapon. I talk about this so often. I shared it in a podcast previously about burnout. You know, it's really real, and it diminishes leadership. When you're burning a candle on every end, losing yourself, losing necessary time to build and pour into yourself and rest, then you're not going to be good for anybody. You know, I saw this post recently on social media. It talked about when you're dead, how, you know, eventually people just move on. You know, after the repast, they go on with their lives. They go back to their regular schedule program. Your job will begin the process of replacing you. You know, your spouse, after about a month or so, will start going to a comedy show. All these things, you know, and I believe that these are the kinds of things that are, you know, just incredibly important to think about, that you really have to seriously think about how to rest, taking care of you. You know, you have to, as Greg McEwen says, protect the asset. I tell people this all the time, protect the asset. Whatever you do, protect the asset. You are the asset. So don't allow this stuff to burn you out. Don't let this stuff cause you to lose sight of what you're supposed to do here. You have to be careful of that, because this stuff, man, will wear you down, and you'll end up not being good for anybody. So rest is a weapon. It is a necessity. Number four is protecting your private life. Do you know that leadership doesn't mean overexposure? It doesn't. Protect your private life. Create some space between your family, your kids. People ask me all the time, how do you delegate that? Well, it's because I operate from an 8-8-8 perspective. 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of family time, doing things for me. So I make certain that when I'm with my children, I try not to do conference calls. I'm focused in on them. Family time is so important. Protect your private life. The things you're doing when you're out dinner with your wife, protect that. When you're out with dinner with your husband or you're doing things at home, protect that time. Insulate that. Teach your people, your staff, and folks who work with you to guard that private time. You constantly allow people to encroach upon that time. That's on you. And people will encroach and encroach, and eventually you'll look up and you'll say, wow, you know, things started out well, but look at what happened. So you have to be careful that you protect it, because leadership doesn't mean overexposure. Everybody doesn't have access and should not have access into your private life. You have to put some boundaries. Let me say it loud for the people in the back. Boundaries are necessary in order to protect what's happening in your life. Got that? So important, right? Here's number five. Accountability prevents identity loss. Now, having a covering is what I'm talking about. That I've been talking about accountability on those podcasts one podcast after the next. Accountability, because this is a season where we as leaders have to be under someone. Don't tell me who you're over if you can't tell me who you're under. You know, it helps you stay true to who you are. You know, a covering, a mentor can speak to you and remind you that, hey, you're losing yourself in this. What's happening? You're letting yourself go. Who are you? Who is the person? You know, I remember one of my mentors told me, says, don't get all these titles and let them go to your head. Says, when God spoke to Moses, he called him Moses. God spoke to Jeremiah, he called him Jeremiah. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah. The Lord spoke to Moses. And the Lord said to Joshua, he didn't say to his title, he spoke to a person. The Lord's always going to talk to Joseph, not bishop, not doctor. He's going to talk to Joseph. And don't you let, you know, all this stuff pull you away from that reality, right? And that's so important. So having somebody that can hold you accountable is a huge plus. Here's the other thing. Leading from a place of wholeness, right? Don't pour from an empty cup. I say this so often to people, you've got to make certain that you are pouring from a positive place. You got to make certain that as you pour out, something is pouring into you. So many leaders out here, man, that are just operating at the bottom of the barrel and you don't take time for yourself or you don't allow someone else to pour into you. I've been in those seasons where I've been so busy and so consumed where I was just pouring from an empty cup. I couldn't think clearly. You have to make these decisions. And one of the things I want you to avoid is decision fatigue. It can hurt your organization because you're not in a good mental and spiritual and physical place. So it's very important that you do that. All right, let's review real quickly before we go to number 7, as we always do. Success should not cost you your soul. We're talking about how not to lose yourself, right? It should never cost your soul. It should always be grounded spiritually. Number 2 is work in what you do. It's what you do and not who you are. Number 3, take some rest. That's a great weapon. It helps build you up, strengthens you. Protecting your private life was number 4, putting guardrails around that. Number 5 was having accountability. People in your life that prevents identity loss. Having people that can keep you on point. Number 6, lead from a place of wholeness, making sure you got you together, right? But number 7 is that God's will is greater than worldly success. Please hear me. Keep your priorities straight, man. Don't let your success change your character. Always make sure you do this for an audience of one, that God be glorified. No matter what happens, always remember, I want to be in God's will. I don't want to just be successful based on the world standards. I will always be successful. I will always be extraordinary if I stay in God's will. He elevates me and does the. This is what's important. Never leave God's will trying to please people or be a part of some level or measure of success that the world can applaud you, because those applause will change. But the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. You got that? All right, guys, that's it. I am sharing information with you quickly, and I appreciate you being a part. I hope this has blessed you. I really do hope that you have received this. Make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3. Make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Make sure you become a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. Texting Book Club to 78228. And go check out my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I thank you so much for tuning in. I really do. And I hope that these few minutes you've shared with me have been clear. I hope it's made sense. I've learned and I've been hearing from you. You know, it doesn't take a long time to get it out. I just want to give you these sound bites, these moments to really reflect, these principles to really marinate on so you can go and do the real work. Hope this has helped you. Let me know how this particular episode has blessed your life. Make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3. Send me a message and let me know. And if you're a first timer, I would love to hear from you. We together? Appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you again real soon. Take care. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. I look forward to connecting with you.